Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And I'm here with Angie Beach, Executive Director. Is that the official title of Music in the Mountains?
It is. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, it's amazing what this community gives.
Oh, I know. I saw the outpouring on Facebook.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
It's a happy problem to have.
Yes, so. I know. And it's been a coordinating and organizing a challenge for you, I would say.
You know, thank goodness for other people.
Yeah. But this community is beyond generous, and it's
amazing.
It's just heartwarming and inspiring.
You know, and it is something that we all go, wow. When this community needs something, we all come together.
It's so true. I'm so happy to be part of this.
And now we can, you know, decompress coming up in July because Music in the Mountains has it literally been over 30 years?
Yeah, 32nd season.
Wow.
And actually, I mean, honestly, just to circle back super quick, we wouldn't be here with all the generous community support.
Absolutely.
It's a huge coming together of pretty much every segment of the community to make this happen.
Well, and speaking of, you know, the generous support, are there things that Music in the Mountains can use, such as housing for the musicians, things of that nature?
Well, absolutely. So it like I said, it takes a village, takes this whole community, and we bring in over 100 musicians for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And we have to house them. And it is one of my biggest challenges, and I'm always looking for someone to raise their hand and say, hey, I have a guest house, or I have a basement with its own private entrance and a little kitchenette, because for 3 weeks, that privacy becomes an important element.
Absolutely.
But I do have a few musicians who kind of come in and out quicker than the 3 week, and a guest room will work in those cases.
Sure.
So, but yeah, it takes all of us, and housing is part of that.
So along that line, if somebody would like to contribute in one way, shape, or form, how do they do that?
So there are millions of ways you can do it. And honestly, if you just want to get involved, the first step is to call me.
Okay.
Just call me at the office or shoot me an email and say, I want to get involved with Music in the Mountains. How can I help best? And then we can kind of figure out your schedule, your skill set, your availability, your housing, or maybe you want to be an usher. Maybe you want to help in the office. Maybe you want to hang up posters. Maybe you want to drive the golf cart. I mean, there's a million ways you can help me.
Met Del Garland a couple years back. Yeah. He was driving the golf cart, gave my mom and I a ride.
Oh, yeah.
It was
so
awesome.
We need golf cart drivers to help people get from the parking lot up to the tent.
I can maybe
need help.
Job.
Oh, Jack.
Do I have to pass a driving test?
No. In fact, I think if I wasn't in my role, that would be the job I would want.
Well, and what's your website?
MusicInTheMountains.com.
MusicInTheMountains.com, and all the contact information is probably there?
Yes, or you can call me 970-385-6820.
One more time?
970-385-6820.
Okay.
And we also have a new office location.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we moved. We're on College Drive now. We're at 515 East College Drive.
Okay, and that is, we're kind of across from Durango Outdoor Exchange or something
like that? Yeah, we're exactly across from them. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome.
Yeah.
Located, as they say. Now, with Music in the Mountains, you know, and I say this all the time, I'm like, all right, I'm a rock and roll kind of guy, but there is something at Music in the Mountains for everyone.
For everyone, and I'm so glad that you know that. So classical music is amazing live. So even if you think you don't like classical music, I would actually encourage you to try it out.
It's a different experience, especially under the tent or
it's a
any
tent
live
for crying
performance.
Out loud.
Yeah.
And it's in a beautiful setting, and it's this full orchestra coming at you live. It's like unlike anything you've ever seen.
Right.
But beyond that, we also have wonderful pops concerts, again, with the full orchestra. So things like Pink Panther.
How fun to hear that live.
Oh, it's amazing. And then we also are going to do a pops concert featuring this wonderful vocalist named Tony Desserre. He's like a crooner. So if you like Sinatra, if you like, you know, Ray Charles.
In the Mood and Dorsey
like all
Orchestra,
stuff.
All those guys. Yeah.
Even a Prince song. Okay. So don't miss. Do not miss. John Lennon, Irving Berlin.
Whoa.
You know, it's going to be an amazing. So then we have like what we call alternative, which actually just means not classical. So we've got a group coming in from Virginia. They're called The Hunts, and they're going to be performing at the Bayfield Performing Arts Center.
Oh, that is a beautiful facility.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be on a Saturday night, July 7th.
Okay.
It kicks off the season, actually, and it's a very affordable ticket. We're in partnership with the Pine River Arts Initiative, and And so I'm really excited. They're an indie folk group. And then we have our Chocolate Indulgence event.
Yeah, I see that. What's up with that one?
Okay. Ooh. So if I had to pick a favorite, I'm going to go Chocolate Indulgence every time. So it's okay. a $75 ticket. Uh-huh. And it benefits Music in the Mountains. And your ticket will get you access to... it's like six different stations, and each station has a delicious artisan chocolate handcrafted dessert that's created by Animus Chocolate Company.
Okay.
Paired specifically with a cocktail, wine, or beer, and that is selected and created by the Ore House bartenders.
Very good.
Anyway, it's a really, really neat thing. And then after you have eaten all the sugar you can possibly handle, then we sit down and we listen to this incredible concert. And this year it's Backtrack Vocals, which is an a cappella powerhouse out of New York.
Oh, how cool. I just like the name, Backtrack Vocals.
Backtrack Vocals. And they're going to do things like Over the Rainbow, Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. They're going to do the Chainsmokers' Don't Let Me Down.
So again, a variety.
Yeah, and exactly. And then Saturday the 14th, we're bringing in the Night Owls. Now, this is not to be missed. This is an Austin ensemble, 10-piece ensemble. And they are like kind of funk, R&B. They've got like this brass section, and you will not be able to help yourself but dance.
I was going
to
say dance floor's open probably.
Well, there's no dance floor inside the tent, but you know, people kind of get up out of their chairs and go to the aisles.
Boogie, boogie.
I have seen it, and like the tent literally rocks. It's awesome.
That is cool. What night is that one?
Again, that's going to be Saturday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Do not miss this concert.
So you go to musicinthemountains.com to get your tickets.
Yes, sir.
Because you want to get them now, because you're talking about that. I'm going, ooh, that's one I'm going to go to.
You do not want to miss.
Well, I'm looking at this too. I'm reading it upside down. You got Green Eggs and Ham and Where the Wild Things Are.
Okay. So, okay. Well, first of all, yeah, the family concert is, again, I mean, I guess I'm a little biased, but honestly, do not miss the family concert if you have kids.
You haven't said one that you should miss.
Well, you shouldn't miss any of them. But so the family concert is a tradition, and it's only $5. So for $5, we're going to feed you and provide a concert.
And where's that at?
Inside the concert hall.
Okay, up at Fort Lewis.
So the food is in that little courtyard outside, and that starts at 5:30. And it's on a Thursday night. You know, bring the whole family. We're going to do hot dogs, root beer floats, and then we're going to go inside the concert hall, and we're going to perform Green Eggs and Ham, the orchestra, and we've got a wonderful Grinch and a narrator, Sam I Am, and it's just so great. $5. I mean, honestly,
you can't beat that. Hot dogs and all that fun stuff, root beer floats.
It's like we're paying you.
Well, and kid friendly. I mean, that's a fun part of this too. You bring the kids of all ages because they will enjoy it no matter what.
No, we've been doing the family concert for many, many years, and people are in second generation now of attending, and we hear all the time that they remember going as a kid. And what it is like, it's a way for us to introduce orchestra music to kiddos, and they also maybe haven't even been in the concert hall before, and they learn about concert etiquette and things like that. So it's really a neat thing.
So Where the Wild Things Are and Through the Looking Glass. I'm loving these.
Titles. So what you're referring to is the title of each event, and actually, what we're doing is playing upon this year's festival artwork, which looks like a fairy tale.
Yeah,
it's this child riding atop of a bear, playing a violin, walking through the woods, and it just looks like a fairy tale. So we named all of our different events after
fairy
tales.
Oh, that is cool, though. Is chamber music or something.
So Where the Wild Things Are is actually in Cortez at the Sunflower Theater, and it is it's a concert that's featuring two of our internationally renowned soloists. We've got Narek on cello and Avi on piano, and I mean, I hate to say it, but
it's
the
quality musicians that come here to perform is phenomenal.
Right.
And it's nice. You're in Bayfield. You're up at Fort Lewis College. You're up at Purgatory. You're over in Cortez. You're reaching out above and beyond just
We are not necessarily a regional festival, but we do...
You are now.
Our mission is to make, you know, classical music accessible, and we're in a rural part of the country. And so what we're trying to do is extend that to our community outside of the La Plata County.
Right.
So the Sunflower Theater is actually a really cool partnership yeah. in that.
Well, and I want to point out too, I mean, because there is something for everybody, and at musicinthemountains.com, you can check out all the upcoming concerts, wherever they're going to be. But the other really cool thing you have is a grass pass.
Oh, I'm so glad that you brought that up.
Sit outside and listen to the music.
Again, with trying to make sure that classical music is accessible to mm-hmm. everyone, for $5, you can bring a picnic blanket or chairs and a picnic and a bottle of wine right. and sit out and enjoy the views while you're listening to the sounds coming from the tent.
Right.
And I've heard many times that it's the best seat in the house.
Well, you know, and it's something that when you're out under the stars, and I've mm-hmm. stepped outside sometimes during a concert and just done that and just looked up, and it is just a phenomenal experience. And you can hear, because the tent is a tent. It's
just
not
a piece
brick
of cloth
walls.
Between you and them. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just sit out there and just enjoy.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the risk is the rain. And of mm-hmm. course, we're hoping and praying for tons of rain this year. But, and you don't even know, like, if it's going to be raining when you get up there, because whatever it's doing in town, trust me, it's doing something different up there.
Sure.
And we only sell the grass passes 1 hour prior to the show. So,
okay.
You know, take a chance, drive up, see about the grass pass. And if not, get a ticket for the inside.
Right.
So.
Now, and the tickets too, I mean, it's a variety of pricing.
Yep. Pricing, of course, ranges from $5 to $56 mm-hmm. bucks. Right. $56 is our most expensive seating in an orchestra.
Okay.
So,
they get
your
front
and center.
You guys,
there's not a bad seat in the house.
No. There's not.
It's a tiny venue.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very intimate.
Yeah. So for $46, you're going to sit in like what we call regular seating mm-hmm. and you're going to have a wonderful, very close,
proximity
seat, you mm-hmm. know, great viewing of the stage.
Now, along with that, you can pick your seats, correct?
Well,
so to speak,
you can.
Your section or,
right.
Yeah.
I mean,
so if I want to sit on the if I want to sit on the aisle,
yes,
and let's say I want to sit on the aisle in the back, can I say, all right, Angie, that's what I want?
Right, so you can go online and you can pick your own seat that's available, because if it hasn't been sold yet,
right?
Or you know, or you can come in and we can kind of look at the seating chart together and you know, try and figure out what's going to be the best for mm-hmm. you and your situation. I mean, some people have mobility issues, and we work with everyone.
Well, and I have to say, you know, you were so helpful when I would say, all right, I'm bringing my mom, and you would say, okay, here's where to park, mm-hmm. and this is the access. We'll get the golf cart, and she was in the wheelchair, so we would get that and just kind of the VIP treatment. Not because I know you, but because you wanted to take care of my mom, and we would go up there and she would just love sitting there and listening to music.
Right. So VIP treatment for Jack always, but I would also say that all you have to do is communicate with us and we will take care of you.
We'll make sure that mm-hmm. everything can happen. Mm-hmm. Also, and I'm spacing out what day it is, but you are also partnering with Leadership of Plata. And we're going to have a little event up there. And
oh,
if you're
so glad
an LLP
you
graduate, you need to attend
this. My class was the best class ever. Just have to get that in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No. So on the very first orchestra performance, which is on Friday, July 13th, mm-hmm. and no superstitions there.
Yeah.
And we are going to, for Leadership of Plata alum,
right.
Give free grass passes or a $5 discount off of their seat purchase. But
that's
they're
so
going to
cool.
use that as an anniversary party. So they're going to do stuff, I think, before the concert to celebrate.
And Music in the Mountains, 32 years. Leadership of Plata, 30 years. It's amazing.
Yeah. Gosh, a lot of stuff was happening in the late 80s.
I was trying to get through college, I think. And then I did. And then I was a media guy. So where is all the information available?
Again, go to www.musicinthemountains.com.
Okay.
You can check out the schedule. You can look at the musicians' bios. You can get all of our contact information. You can look at clips from the different... Oh, this is actually kind of cool. If you go to the schedule, click on the little icon.
Yeah.
And you can hear the music. So if you're not sure what it is, you can decide if you like it. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Angie, thank you so much. I know you're getting ready to be geared up for just some wonderful chaos, which is happiness. And
thank you for having me.
Well, and I appreciate everything you're doing, bringing classical music to the four corners.
Thank you, Jack. And thanks to the community for making it happen.
Absolutely. And if you want to sponsor also, I'm sure you can find all the information at musicinthemountains.com. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. Check out Music in the Mountains this year. I'll see you up on the hill or at Bayfield or in Cortez or somewhere.
Or at the festival.
Yeah. All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.